Hello.
Hi there. Am I speak to Angel?
You're the wrong number.
I see. Perhaps you can help me anyway, ma'am. We are calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you so much. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
40.
40, okay. Thank you. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote next year. 10. Okay. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent,
Democrat,
or something else? And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong.
Not so strong, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Thank you. And what specifically makes you say that? Could you put it in a few words so I can enter it into the survey?
It's just America, but I feel like things could be better. I just feel like things could be better.
You could be, do you feel that things could be better?
Mm-hmm.
In specifically in what respect? Economic?
Education.
Education? Okay. Could be better. As far as education and anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Let's move on. And on which of the following issues are the most important to you in next year congressional elections? You can choose two of the issues I will mention. Would it be gun regulation and reform, healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, improving K-12 public school education, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, crime and violence, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Which two issues are the most important to you?
The first one you said about crime and violence and abortion rights or whatever you said about that.
The first one was gun regulation and reform. Would that be the one?
No. The one about
okay, but
civil rights.
Let me get to the first one, protecting abortion rights and reproductive rights. And the other one was criminal justice reform. Criminal justice reform that stop racial profiling, would that be the one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very well. Let's move on. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove, highly.
Strongly disapprove? Would that be correct?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Oh, it's definitely worse.
Worse, okay. And now thinking about race relations in America, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse,
okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life?
At least once a month.
Would you say very often? Often? Not often or not at all? Often.
Often.
Yes. How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Never, not at all? Very often, often, not often, not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Very well. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Theoretically, are the same, but in reality, less.
Would you say the same or fewer?
Less. Fewer.
Somewhat fewer or a lot fewer?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about the Republican Party from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero. How do you feel about Black Lives Matter?
50.
50. How do you feel about Cornel West?
50.
50, okay. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Negative zero. Zero.
Zero, oh, zero, right. How do you feel about Tim Scott?
Who?
Tim Scott. Remember, if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, you say, please say so.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Okay, very well. Let's enter that code. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
50.
50, okay. How do you feel about the NRA, or National Rifle Association?
Zero.
Zero. How do you feel about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Zero.
Zero. Okay, let's move on. Moving on quick. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Cornel West.
Cornel West, thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried?
Or not worried.
Not worried at all?
At all.
Okay. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one, it says, abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree? Strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, very well. The choices are always a strongly, somewhat, but either you agree or disagree, okay? So you can tell me. Okay, next statement says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or
strongly
disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Agree
strongly
or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
No, just somewhat.
Somewhat. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. America's diversity makes it stronger.
Say it again.
America's diversity makes it stronger.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Let's move on. Almost there, ma'am. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on colleges, college campuses, and in employment? Do you support or oppose?
Oh, I support.
A strong support? Or somewhat support?
Strong support.
Strong support, thank you. Almost done. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more, statement A or statement B. Statement A says, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to a college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B. Some people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people we have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which one do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
B.
And would you say you agree with B much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Almost done. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, what that means you that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. And 5 means you somewhat agree. 0 means you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Police that treat everyone the same. Do you think that that's being undermined or not?
0 is what, again?
0 is do not agree that is being threatened.
0.
Or undermined. Okay, 0. So yeah, 5 means somewhat agree that it's being threatened or undermined, and 10 is strongly agree that it's being threatened or undermined. The next one says, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
0.
Okay, so you do not agree that it's being threatened or undermined?
Oh, sorry, I got it backwards. 10.
I strongly agree that it's being threatened or undermined. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's the one you're choosing?
Mm-hmm.
Very well. Freedom to protest the police or government. Do you think that being threatened or undermined?
0.
So it's not being threatened or undermined. Very well. 0.
No. Correct.
The right to bear arms.
Yep. 0.
0. Okay. Immigration to this country, do you think that is being threatened or undermined?
10.
Okay. A commitment to Christian ideals.
2.
2. Okay. Equal economic opportunities for all.
6.
6. Okay. Okay. And now I'm going to read you two statements about people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement says, America's democratic institution has gone under a severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are... if you agree or disagree with the statement, the whole thing, please let me read the whole thing so you can make up your mind. America's democratic institution have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. Do you agree or disagree with this statement from 0 to 10?
10.
Attend, I strongly agree. Very well. And second statement says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected a student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. Do you agree or disagree with that statement? And from 0 to 10, how much do you agree with it?
10.
10. Okay, let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's election, presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So how motivated do you feel about voting next year?
10.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Master's, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
You do, okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Twice a month.
Every week, once or twice a month, okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban? Suburban or rural area?
Urban.
Urban, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
No. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your very important time. We do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Mm-hmm. Bye.